Welcome to the Insane Asylum. We are live with Erin Beback, and she's had a very recent experience with this nasty COVID that's been going around, and she's here to tell her story. Welcome, Erin.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks so much. I'm not even sure where to start.
Well, when'd you find out?
So I actually am a bartender at a local club here in Tawas, Michigan. And there was an exposure at my place of employment. I want to say like the 25th of August. And then I think it might have been the same person that came in on the 29th. And then again on the 2nd of September. My counterpart, one of the gals that I work with, was feeling like sinus infection and just tired for the that first week in September. And then she had taken off work and had called and said, listen, I'm getting tested for COVID. We had not been informed of the exposure immediately. So by the time we were, it was almost too late for us.
Wow.
But then, I think it was like the 6th, I was feeling tired. And then by the 8th, I just was, I couldn't get enough sleep. I didn't want to eat and I couldn't get enough sleep. And that first 5 days of my infection, all I did was sleep. I did not eat. My arms and legs literally felt like it was pulling me to the ground. Like they just, my limbs were heavy. So that was my initial symptoms with that. I mean, things have changed a little bit now that I'm, I think I'm about 24 days in at this point, but still very tired, no energy whatsoever, lost my sense of taste and smell.
I was just going to ask that because I think I read that. Yeah.
Yeah. And the odd thing about COVID, I think people just aren't taking it very seriously, and I don't think they will until they get it. I honestly don't think it's a matter of if you're going to get it. I think it's a matter of when you're going to get it. Because once it starts to spread, holy smokes, like my place of employment, within a 2 week period, well now 3 weeks, there's over 30 cases out of that one hot spot.
Yeah.
So, and by the time you realize that you're exposed, it's almost too late. If you're going to get it, you've got it. So
did they close the place down after this or?
So that's interesting. I actually do have a second job as well. I work in a local weed shop here in Michigan, just a couple of days a week.
That must be fun.
No, it is a really awesome job. I mean, I was blessed. They asked me if I knew anybody who would take on a full-time position while all the bars, like while everything was closed.
So you're a bud tender.
I'm a bud tender. I'm a bartender, a bud tender.
How cool is that?
Well, I mean, it's kind of cool. Right now, of course, I'm off of both of those jobs. Right. And unfortunately, was not employed at the weed shop long enough to collect unemployment. So I'm just collecting on my bartending job, which is not a lot. It's not a lot of money. Thankfully, I'm not going anywhere or, spending any money on anything. So I've been able to get through.
Yeah, but you still have rent to pay or mortgage to pay, there's still bills to pay.
Oh, absolutely. I've got car payments, I've got insurance.
Right. Time doesn't stop for that.
No, and that's one of the other things, people don't realize, this has been a whole month of my life that I've lost to COVID, while the rest of the world goes on, there's people like me who are stuck in isolation and sick. And, thankfully, I've got a great support system. So everybody's been taking care of me, bringing meals, dropping off flowers and gifts and, calling. That's like been the most important thing to me. My people call and check on me every single day. So, you know, I've just kind of been laying low and, you know, dealing with that. I did see my doctor today. I want to say I was encouraged by that, but it was a little discouraging because they too, you know, our doctors and our people on the front line, this is so new and, you know, nobody really knows, you know, what comes next with COVID. So, you know, like I asked her, well, how long can I expect to be fatigued like I am? And she said, honestly, it could be months. It could be 3 to 6 months. You could, you know, you could maybe never get that back, but we just don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's discouraging. And I mean, you know, and that's one of the things she said, my doctor said this morning too, just like we don't know the long-term effects of this.
That's
And
because
we
they're
won't.
learning as they go.
Oh, no doubt. And there's so much conflicting information. And what's even more maddening, I think, is like where I had the fatigue and the congestion, the loss of taste and smell. There's people that I've been close to that have been hospitalized on ventilators and medically induced comas. You know, you just don't know. Oh, Tom's mom was out for 2.5 months. See? I mean, like that
I'm
kind of.
sorry to hear that, Tom. Well, we know she's doing better. So she's been on shows since then.
Oh, she has.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. Tom's a
Good.
friend of ours. He does off
Fantastic.
the rails comedy podcasts.
Oh, cool. We love comedy around this house, so
Yeah, you,
that's
that
the other thing.
laughter.
Yeah.
Laughter's a
And
good.
there's not been a lot of that. I mean,
No.
it's, you know, when, you know, I understand that a lot of people were in isolation for months and, you know, I had taken that other job, so at least it was doing something. And in the state of Michigan, weed shops were essential.
Right.
They're medical,
Right.
so that was a blessing. But I mean, to get back to what we were talking about, I started to talk about that. Like as soon as like the bar that I work at literally went 3 weeks before they closed down for a week. And then they opened up. I mean, they did no, I mean, they did cleaning, but not like deep cleaning, and opened back up again. Whereas the weed shop, the minute they found out that I was exposed, they closed the building down. They had all of their employees tested and didn't open back up until everybody came back negative.
Right. And they
So
probably
that.
did a deep cleaning too.
Oh, they did. They did. And now finally, I think it was just this past Monday. So almost a month in. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Aaron.
How are you?
I'm fine. I just walked in the door about 10 minutes ago.
Fantastic.
Yeah. It was a long day at work.
Yeah, I wish I could say I had a lot. I mean, it was a long day, but not at work.
I can kind of imagine.
Yeah, no, it's really just been locked down. I've just really been, you know, hanging low and not hanging low, but you know, I'm the DL. I'm not on the DL right now. But yeah, so I was saying,
Ahead,
like,
continue.
so as I was saying, like, the bar that I worked at just this past Monday now, had somebody come in. They had ServPro come in and do a deep cleaning. So hopefully that will stop that hot spot that's there. But you know, you just never know. I mean, we were masked, cleaning all day, you know, trying to bartend and clean at the same time. But as soon as somebody gets up from a table, you've got to go and clean it. And there, you know, so there you are.
Well, here's the thing with the masks. They're there to protect the people around you, not you yourself.
No, that's true.
Unless you're using one of the N95 masks, that's the only way you're going to actually be able to protect yourself and everybody else around you.
Somehow we got a
Agreed.
bad echo, Molly said, since you
Yeah,
came
we do
in.
have an echo somewhere.
Nope,
I
I'm
don't
not
think
there
it's
till
on
you
my end.
came in.
Well, it's me, then I'll leave. Bye.
See you, Mark. Only kidding.
You want me to come? You want me to leave and come back in?
I don't know if that'll work. It might.
All right, we can see if that'll fix it.
Tech issues. It happens all the time, but I still hear an echo a little bit too. Who knows?
See, I'm not hearing it.
Okay, I'm back.
It's still there. It's still there. I think it could be Facebook or something delaying. Who knows?
It's a possibility.
So anyway,
Aaron, how have you been so far?
Well, just like really tired, like as I was saying before you came in, Mark, I'm just, fatigue has been my biggest issue. I can't get enough sleep. And quite honestly, I think 5 days in, I had slept for 5 days and not eaten. I've lost 14 pounds in the last month. But the first day that I was like, oh, you know what? I just really want to take a shower. I took a 10-minute shower and then was knocked out for 3 hours after that because it just took that much of my energy. Are you guys checking? I can kind of hear it now, but...
Yeah, I'm not sure what it is.
I'm not sure. I can't figure it out either.
It's almost like it's an echo of the sound coming through the computer and then going right back through the mic.
Well, I have no idea about any of that stuff, so that's all I need.
Now, are you on a laptop or are you on a desktop?
I'm on a tablet, actually.
It might be because she might not have headset.
You don't have headphones, do you?
I don't.
That's all right. That's why. We'll just have to deal with it.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
It's catching everything that comes through her speaker to the mic because they're so close together.
So everything that comes back through your speakers when we talk, it goes into your mic.
Our local expert agrees with us.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you,
so
Molly.
What can I do?
Oh, that's just...
There's
chill
really
out.
Nothing.
There's nothing we can do.
Damn it.
Unless you have a headset.
Or an earbud.
Or like the earbuds with the mic in them, like for a phone.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that I do. I've got a nephew who's all techy, but he's not here right now. Let me...
That's all right. You don't have to worry about looking around. Don't waste your energy.
Yeah, don't waste your energy, Aaron. Just
you know.
We'll deal with it.
Well, no, I feel bad. You know, I know people.
Nah. Well, people need to know that this is not no hope or a joke.
It's not a hoax, and it's not a joke.
Really, it's not. And, you know, when all this started, I was like, oh, you know what, whatever. If I get it, I get it. If I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. But God, I'm just so sad that I got it because, you know, you think, well, yeah, I'm going to fight this and I'll be fine and I'm not going to get what everybody else has gotten, but it's been pretty rough.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just recently have our own president being reports that he's caught it now.
Yeah, I did hear that too.
In fact, the latest is the resident doctor in the White House is sending him to Walter Reed for a couple of days.
That's what Jim said.
Yeah.
But yeah,
Marine One took off just before I came in here.
Yeah, and you know, who knows what his symptoms are going to be and how he's going to handle it. I mean, you know, all of my people are like, oh man, I can't believe you got it. And I'm like, you know, I can't believe I've got it either. But, you know, you just never know. And I was careful.
It takes one person to walk around and do things and go in and out of businesses and do all their stuff and not wear a mask.
Well, and the thing is, I don't know how it is in Wisconsin, but in Michigan, to be like, you have to have a mask to walk into a bar. Once you get to your table, you can take your mask off. You can have 10 people sitting at your table and not have a mask on. And then when they get all up to leave, I'm the guy that's got to go clean off that table. Even though they would've... you know, I'm not gloved while I'm bartending, and you can only, you know, you can wash your hands every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes, every minute, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everything you touch, you're picking something up.
Right. Yeah, exactly. You never know what's going to be on a glass that you pick up or a dish that you pick up or anything like that. It's just that, like I said, it can be just that one person and not wear their mask. Now, see, here in Wisconsin, I think it's 6 people per group.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. And I heard from somebody who is in the restaurant business that a group of 12 people came in, and they wanted to sit together, push tables together, and they told them, no, you can't. Just 6 people per group.
They can only run at like half the capacity.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're at half the capacity as well. Yeah, yeah. And
in fact,
I mean,
go ahead.
No, all you, honey. Nope, all you. Go ahead.
Well, my job is delivering dry ice, so I am constantly up at the university. Every single day I'm up at the university, and the university right now is having a huge outbreak. And the people in charge of the university have actually said that they want to go all virtual right now because of the fact that this outbreak is happening, and they want to close down the dorms. So basically they want to send the kids home, go all virtual, and close down the dorms. And that's what they were talking about.
That's because they can't control the parties.
Well, you know, and that's another thing. You know, I think these younger kids, and I'm not saying because I'm an older person.
No, but it's because we were there.
No, and that's exactly it, Joe. I mean, like, I look back when I was my nephew's age, and he's 17 right now. The things that I was doing back then, oh my goodness. Like,
we thought we were invincible.
And that's exactly it. And I think it's just the climate of the country right now, where it was, you know, oh, this is a hoax, this is whatever. I mean, I honestly think that people care more about their freedoms right now than they do about other people.
But here's the problem with that. If you're in lockdown and you're having to quarantine and you're trying to get a handle on a virus that's causing a catastrophe like it is right now, it's not stepping on your rights. They didn't tell you that you have to stay in your house 24/7 and not be able to go out and take a walk or walk the dog or anything like that.
No, that's true.
Okay, so you have the ability to step outside your house. You have the ability to go for a walk. You have your ability to take your dog for a walk. But wear your damn mask.
Exactly.
Because if you are actually
asymptomatic, they didn't put that mandate in across the board right from the start like they should have.
That's exactly what they should have done. If the government that we have right now would have actually paid attention and did the right thing by shutting us down immediately and closing our incoming flights from Europe and Asia at that point, and check everybody as they came in, we wouldn't be in the situation we are right now. We'd actually be like New Zealand or Australia, where we'd have just little spots here and there that would pop up, and then you'd be able to actually stamp it down. But the way it is right now, because nobody wanted to pay attention, and they didn't want to do the right thing, and they didn't want to get everybody on the same page, now we have what we have.
Well,
I'm trying to think of how they said it. We're 4% of the world's population, or 4.5% of the world's population, and we have 20% of the world's deaths.
22, I heard, yeah.
And it's because of this virus and the mishandling of it.
Oh, no, I agree. And we've got friends that we love and adore, but they won't go into businesses that require them to wear masks. You
And
know,
that
they're
ain't,
just like, you're not
and that's
freedom.
and I and
People like
I
that
and I
too.
have to say it this way, but that's on them.
Yeah.
Oh, agree.
And it's not infringement on their freedom. It's just basically asking them to have a responsibility. That's what it is.
Absolutely.
I don't like wearing them either because I can't breathe, but I wore them
Oh
when
no,
I
I
go to
hate
Woodman's.
wearing them.
I go
I
to
mean, not
Woodman's, I'm wearing them suckers because nobody practiced social distancing at Woodman's.
and it's hard to do. I mean, anywhere you go, like they'll say, you know, practice social distancing in Walmart. Well, you know, a lot of people don't do that. I mean, I
But
think
at
they
least
just,
wear the masks.
And you're not being told you have to wear those masks in your car. You're not being told that you have to wear those masks when you walk from your car to the door. You're not being told that you have to wear those masks inside your house. But when you go into a business, yes, please wear the mask because that is going to protect other people from you. And if the other people have their mask on as well, that's protecting you from them.
Oh, let me tell you, when I came home to my family, because I live with my sister, her husband, and her son, and we have a big two-story house, thankfully.
You live with your sister?
I do. She's, I'm
Oh
looking at
my
her
God. Hi,
right
Kristen.
now.
How you doing, Kristen?
She's doing good. She's over here giggling at you, Joe.
Yeah,
But yeah, I
I
mean,
look
like,
like an old man.
nah, you're fine. We're all looking old, honey. That's what happens
But
when you grow old.
here's my favorite fun.
But yeah, no, I nice. You're funny, Joe. That's funny. Oh, yeah. Now you need a tattoo on your forehead too. You've got a picture telling man to not mess
that
with.
that can be done with a little Sharpie.
Sure. Yeah, that'd be fun. Don't pass out at any party. If you do, have your shoes on because then you're safe. So no, what I was going to say, Mark, like when the health department had called me, because they were doing contact tracing, that was actually the day that I had tested the first time for COVID. They had called me and said, "Hey, we've got two people that have COVID that have you as a contact. Like you've been in contact with two different people." So you need to go get a COVID test. And I said, well, right off the get, like I went and got COVID tested this morning. And so they said, we need you to isolate at home. If you live with anybody, you need to wear a mask. So for the last month, I've been wearing a mask in my own home.
Right.
Right.
Well, yeah, but you're living with someone though at that point.
Yeah. Oh no. And we've done. I mean, like the one, I think one of the first days that I actually felt like I had a little bit of energy, we totally bleached down everything in the house. And that's now been pretty much a daily occurrence. Anything that that I touch, or for that matter, anybody touches in the household, we're just trying to keep ahead of it. So.
Right. Well, also, another thing they were saying about this, the COVID is there are many different strands of it. And this particular one, there's like about 20 different strands because of the mutations that it's went through. You have the Asian strand, you have the European strand. So there's reports of people who have had the Asian strand of it are getting the European strand of it.
And that's what my
so
doctor said today. She said, we just don't know, but they think that once you had it, like within the 3 months, first 3 months of a positive COVID, no matter what the strain is, that they say you're more likely to get another strain or fall sick from something else. So, like this morning, I had my doctor's appointment. Never, I have never had a flu shot in my life until today. And I got a flu shot today because that's what my doctor said. She's like,
Well,
you do
they
want
the doctors are saying get get flu shots. If you've never had a flu shot, get a flu shot. With flu season coming up, they said that it could actually help with alleviating some of the symptoms that the COVID even has.
Yeah.
That the COVID-19 has.
I think I've gotten them every year since
I don't get flu shots. 95. I'm the same way you are. I've never got a flu shot. But it takes a whole lot for me to get sick. I've actually been in the same room with a person who has the flu and never caught it.
Yeah. No, I usually have a very healthy immune system. And like I said, I'll never get this. Like, I just have this healthy immune system.
But
and
you never know what's going to happen.
No, and
see,
my biggest
fear is because of the fact that it takes so much for me to get sick, that if I did wind up getting exposed to the COVID, that I wouldn't have the symptoms, that I'd be a freaking asymptomatic.
You know, and I thought that too. But yeah, no, once and it happened so quick. It's like, I mean, I'm sure it wasn't quick. I'm sure I had like a week of exposure before it hit me. But once it hit me, woof. It was like a hammer. Like, it just, you know, I was down. And I haven't, you know, like, I think it was maybe 20 years ago, I had contacted viral meningitis and had been hospitalized for like almost 10 days with that. And it took me years to recover. Some things I still have problems with, like short-term memory, and that was 20 years ago. So I guess maybe, I don't know, when I get sick, I really get sick.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it is with me. It, like I said, it takes a lot for me to get sick. But when I do wind up getting sick, it knocks me down for about 24 hours. And then
the older you are, the weaker your immune system gets.
I don't know about that, Joe, because the older I've gotten, the less amount of sickness I wind up getting.
The uglier you've gotten, too, so...
Well,
you know, we haven't figured what you are
about
yet.
You too, you know.
You're not of this earth.
Well, you never know. I may be alien.
I told you you were. I mean, only an alien would keep wearing a Rick and Morty shirt every time on the same show.
What's wrong with Rick and Morty?
I didn't say anything.
Funny as hell, man.
Never mind. It's the same shirt. Every time I see you.
This is my nightshirt.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
What'd you break now, Joe?
Okay, that's better news.
He's breaking things.
No, I'm not breaking things. Tom keeps sending me messages.
Well, the last thing up here is Tom said their stuff is freezing.
Yeah, and he sent some kind of photo, and I can't look at it through my phone.
Well, can't you look at it through Facebook?
No, I'm not going to open another window. My computer's working hard enough as it is.
Well, yeah, I'm sure your computer's working pretty hard to not look at you. I was afraid it's going to wind up breaking.
Just go sit in a corner and be quiet. You know... So, you've probably met a lot of people, you know, because I know you had that shop and stuff that probably thought something like this was a hoax. And it
joked. Oh, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, even at the bar job that I have, you know, people will try to walk in without a mask and they're like, oh, I don't have to wear a mask. And it's like, well, you kind of do. And they do, but and oddly, like, there's somebody that comes to mind. Of course, I'm not going to say names because I don't, you know, whatever, but I'm not going to call anybody out. But this particular person who was refusing to wear a mask actually had been very sick back in December and January of this year and year past with COVID. But at that time, of course, nobody knew what it was.
Well, they knew what it was.
Well, I mean...
They were just keeping things back under...
Yeah, no, I'm sure. I mean, like, I have a girlfriend, and I'll say her name because I love her. It's not even her name. I call her Lola. So Lola had been sick back in December, right before Thanksgiving. for 3 weeks, and she had been to the emergency room 3 different times, and they were just like, we don't know what to tell you. We don't know what this is. We know it's something respiratory, and would send her out of there with steroids and Z-Packs. And she's, you know, I think she had lost a ton of weight and now subsequently is having these heart issues. And so they really don't know what the long-term effects are going to be here.
No, they're not sure. Because this virus is supposedly a respiratory virus, but it also it targets the pulmonary system as well.
Oh yeah.
A lot of people are having issues. You know, they've even got athletes who are actually having a lot of issues. Heart
steroids.
Issues.
You know, and prolonged use of steroids isn't really good for you either.
No. Quite honestly, I'm not a fan of any meds.
I'm not either.
Yeah.
Except one. You know, the all natural medicine. That's right.
I am down with you guys on that situation for sure.
I'm a big fan of it.
Problem is, I'm a truck driver, so I can't have that stuff. I can't.
I smoke enough for both of us.
Yeah. There you go. I have not even been medicating this last month. Because I do have a Michigan marijuana card. Yeah.
Well, see, this is all CBD in here.
Oh, nice.
I got 1,000 milligram CBD. I can actually use this without any problems.
Yeah.
Through that because it's CBD is legal. But yeah, CBD is actually okay for you too.
Oh, no doubt. I sell a lot of CBD. So, I mean, I don't know if you walked in late on that, Mark, but we were talking about how I'm a bartender as well. So I work in a facility at a marijuana facility here in Michigan.
Yeah, she probably knows more about it than you or I.
You know what? Let me just say, when I took that job, I'm like, oh, I know all there is to know about weed. Yeah, guess what? I don't know anything. I have learned so much about weed. It is crazy.
Yeah, we were smoking a lot back in the day.
There's a lot to learn.
No, and there really is. It's just such an amazing industry. And you know, I'm hoping, and I don't like to talk politics, but I'm hoping on this next round we get somebody who will embrace that and just federally legalize it because
they need to.
Well, state of Michigan, it's municipal, right?
Medicinal and recreational.
Or medicinal. So it's recreational as well?
Yep. Oh, yeah. We just
for anybody over the age of 18.
We want recreational.
All right. So what the fuck's wrong with Wisconsin?
I don't know. I'm thinking about moving to
Michigan.
Got a
bunch of idiots here?
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
because
I'm over
Illinois. Illinois just legalized it for both.
Yeah. Oh, no. And
I won't live in Illinois.
There will come a time. I mean, we just need to get the right people in to represent the people of this country because that's not what's
happening. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, you know. Most of the Congress that's there right now, they're old fogies, and they need to go.
Well,
the younger people in, the ones that actually understand.
See,
you know what? I was having a long conversation this morning with one of my friends about that as well. About, you know, like being taxed to death, and I'm like, wonder if they remember. That's why we left England. But you know, you're right.
That's one of the reasons.
Yeah,
I also got to think too. Back when Carter was in, the tax rate was like 74% for the upper people, for the like super rich.
I actually was
and for us it was like lower.
Jimmy Carter kissed me once. I was little when it happened, but it was kind of cool. He wasn't quite president yet, but really close.
They just need to declassify it. Yeah. Get it off that list.
Yeah, it should have never been put on the class one narcotics list anyway. It's not a damn narcotic.
You know, the thing is, I smoked my senior year throughout my senior year of high school, and I graduated on a roll from La Follette. Okay. Then I stopped smoking for a while because I was security. So I stopped smoking while I was a security officer, you know. And then when I got hit with the leukemia and stuff, and then that little Asian bone marrow transplant doctor told me that if I could find it, get my hands on it, I might want to try it. Well, guess what? I started smoking again, and I don't have to take those 20 some odd pills 3 times a day that used to be my immune system for me.
Right. Yeah, no, they've got some amazing different things. I don't know if maybe you guys may not even know about things like this, but there is it's called Rick Simpson oil. It's RSO. And it is something that it's a concentrate that they're using for medical purposes. I mean, they use that. People with cancer especially have been, it's been beneficial for them.
Yes. So. Well, it's also been proven that marijuana, certain strands of marijuana, will actually kill the cancer cells. It makes them turn on themselves.
Well, they keep finding new stuff every day.
Well, and and I think with the medical, pharmaceutical and medical people in this country, I mean, I'm not saying, the country is basically run by big pharma and medical.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. No, so
the country is run by big pharma and oil. And and then you have the billionaire class who are in the upper 1% who are trying to control it all.
Well, just look at all the side effects on some of that shit.
Oh, no. So, and some of that stuff you don't even know. I mean, I was just watching something on Netflix the other night. Shoot, what was it called? I can't even remember. But it was about that. And it was about medical greed and them putting different things into. You know, like birth control for women, where they're inserting things into your fallopian tubes, and then these people are suffering. Or, you know, that they're doing joint replacements with cobalt-contained things, and that stuff is eating up people's systems and putting them into dementia. Mm-hmm. And they could be dying from dementia when all it is a cobalt that can be reversed. And so it's just maddening how our medical medical system is.
Right. That's the thing, though, with the pharmaceuticals. The only thing they care about is actually making money.
And that's true.
It's all about the mighty dollar.
If you look at most of the medications that are out there, or a lot of the medications that are out there, the damn side effects is almost worse than what the disease they're treating it with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like, and okay, I've got.
What's the worst side effect from pot? The munchies.
I haven't gained
a few pounds.
I have yet to find anything on anybody overdosing on marijuana, unless the marijuana is laced with something.
Well, you know, there are actually a couple of funny stories. We've had a couple. I have a friend of mine who makes his own brownies. And he's been through a whole lot of stuff. He's had cancer. He's had like 4 or 5 different kinds of cancer. He has one of those trachs in now that he can't speak. But he'll make himself a pan of brownies and he'll sit down and eat the whole pan of brownies. And then all of a sudden he'll fall out on the floor and it's like, listen up, Lieutenant Dan, stop eating all the brownies. You know, like, he's literally overdosing himself to the point. I mean, not overdosing, but he burps out, you know, like he falls out. He's got no legs. And so he'll go to the hospital and won't tell them, of course, that he's eating a whole pan of brownies. I don't know what's wrong with me. But from time to time, we'll get a couple people that'll call the shop and be like, oh, I'm going to call an ambulance. I'm freaking out. We're like, don't call an ambulance. Just like, you took too much. Just like, sit down, take a couple deep breaths. You're not going to overdose. Everything's going to be okay.
You can't overdose.
No.
You smoke to a point where, you start feeling sick or weird shit starts happening.
Actually, you won't feel sick. You can't.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Not smoking. Now, edibles are a completely different story. like completely different story.
I try to stay away from them.
Well, okay. Here's a good story for you, okay? When I was like 17, 18, I had a friend that lived in Alaska. And he'd always send me a pound of the Matanuska Thunderfuck. It was the stuff that was grown in the Matanuska Valley. This is like 50th generation wheat. I would take it, and we'd pinch off what we want of it, you know, a little bit off of it. And then we'd cut the rest of it because it was so potent. If you smoked it by itself, 2 to 3 hits, that's all it took, 2 to 3 hits. And you were catatonic for 2 hours.
Fucking stupid weed.
And that's exactly what we called it. We nicknamed it stupid weed because it only took 2 to 3 hits. And you literally were catatonic for approximately 2 hours. You'd wake up out of your catatonic state going, okay, what the fuck? I thought I was watching this on TV, but hey, there's something else playing now. And then you get up to go to the bathroom. And this is when you want to make sure everybody in the group is smoking it at the same time, because you'll get up and go to the bathroom and go to wash your hands or something, look in the mirror, and somebody had taken a Sharpie and fucked with your forehead.
Yeah, you got a lot of room for that, too.
Now I do. Back then, I didn't. Back then, I was sporting the mullet.
You actually had hair back then?
Yeah, I actually had a mullet. So kind of like you, Mr. Mullet.
No, mine's not a mullet.
The mullet is coming back, I hear.
Mine's not a mullet.
Well, we can make it a mullet.
And I haven't had my hair cut in 20 some odd years.
No, at one time when my up until I was about 20 years old, I actually had hair all the way down to my ass.
Nice. Yeah, no, I'm like I
miss it.
Yeah.
Now
I don't
can
like
rub hair. It like this and it'll start shining. And you know, get a Kleenex, polish it.
Funny.
But yeah, I mean,
well, at least you're in a better mood than you were on the phone.
Well, you know, whenever you got a specific time of time that you're supposed to do stuff in, and then the fucking boss throws you like 4 different extra shit to do because the other guy is too stupid to fucking do it.
Oh my god!
And you got to cover his ass.
That anybody's ever worked ever.
Yeah. You know.
Wow. Yeah, no.
Here, I actually thought I was going to have overtime when I got done today. I actually don't. It was funny.
Funny that you didn't have overtime?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I figured I'd have about an hour or two of overtime, but I don't. But anyway, we're supposed to be talking with Erin here, and she's supposed to be telling us her story.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I mean, you know, like I said, you know.
So has your taste and smell returned?
So that's interesting. Kind of. It seems like if I eat things that are orange, like, so I drank some emergency tea today. I had a cup of orange juice, and I could certainly taste those. So I don't know if it's just the acidic or the citrus that is just like popping on my taste buds, but I still cannot smell. And I'm not tasting everything that I'm eating. So I'm like, oh, maybe I should eat healthy, but you know. But it's like the sweet things. I think it's the sweet and the acidic things that I'm tasting more than anything right now.
Have you tried tomatoes yet?
I'm not a tomato eater.
Well, tomatoes are acidic, and that's something you can actually test.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, maybe find me something else, because I'm not a great tomato fan.
I know what that part was like, because I went through it losing my sense of taste.
Now, how with the cancer, you mean?
Yeah. Because of the,
the cancer and the chemo.
Well, here's what happened. I went through what was called total body eradication. They set me in a room and in my underwear and just flooded it with radiation. You know, and this happened a couple of times a day for several weeks. And this was in preparation for the bone marrow transplant that I had to go through. Basically, they were killing off all my blood cells is what was going on with the radiation. But my skin burned. I had radiation burns in places you don't want to be burned. Okay.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
But I was shedding my skin like a snake. But the worst part was is I had radiation burns inside my mouth. And they took all my teeth at the same time before the when they put in this Hickman catheter that was in my chest. So they took all my teeth, so I still had the stitches from that and, you know, the scars and the healing from that at the same time this was going on. And I had lost my taste, so the only thing I could drink was, like, orange soda. I could taste it at one point. I could start tasting it. But if I ate tomatoes or, like, tomato soup or something like that, it would burn.
Yeah, see, now
cheese
my girlfriend
would even burn.
Yeah, now, like, my girlfriend Carol, who's my counterpart where I work, and she had gotten COVID as well, had said that, and she is an avid coffee drinker, had said that she has not been able to drink coffee, even though, because it's bitter to her. It's very bitter to her. So now she's trying to find something else. But, you know, it's just neat.
I couldn't drink Mountain Dew.
And I would think tea would help, too, just because it's warm and that's supposed to be helpful.
Well, you don't have to have it warm. You can have tea. You can brew tea and have it cold.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
but
true.
But tea might be a good substitute at that point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, you know, I don't know what this whole taste thing. I'm hoping that I get it back all together, but, you know, I just don't know. And then last week, too, I thought that I was getting an ear, like a double ear infection. And so I called my doc, who, of course, did not want to see me at that point because I was still in the contagion period. And she's like, I don't think that that's what it is. I think that your sinuses are just so inflamed that it's pushing fluid into your ears. And that's exactly what it was. But now I've got this annoying ringing in my ears constantly. So my ears are constantly ringing for maybe like the last 3 or 4 days now. I'm hoping that'll stop at some point. But
yeah, you're going to want to hope that has stopped.
Well, my friend Ted had it back in January, and his ears still ring constantly. And it's
mine have been ringing since 1996.
How can you stand it? I'm just almost feeling like it's a little off-putting. It junks with my balance a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like off, you know? It's weird.
Yep. I know how it feels.
But yeah, and
now,
then
you guys are saying ringing of the ears. Are you describing what most people have, the tinnitus?
Yes.
Which that's is what like I have.
Well, that is what I have tinnitus as well, but mine doesn't sound like a ringing. It sounds like white noise.
No, mine's a ringing.
Like a background white noise.
No.
Yeah, no, mine is ringing. And it's constant for me too. But like the first, when I first started noticing the ear thing, it was like somebody was playing my eardrum, like a drum, and it was constant. And I'm like, oh, I can't even take that. And so, but my doc said, take Claritin. So I've been on the Claritin for about a week now, maybe 8 or 9 days. And the drumming has stopped, but now it just rings. So, you know, I don't know, but I know it hurts. I can't go outside without covering up my ears. And, you know, it kind of sucks. Like this morning, my doctor had actually asked me if I started to lose my hair yet. And I was like, what? And she's like, well, that might be one of the long-term effects of COVID. Like you could start losing your hair.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I saw
like,
that.
Hey, that freaking sucks.
I saw
well,
that.
The whole thing is, now, No, one of the places at the university that I deliver to is the influenza lab. And they've been studying it. They actually said it, the way this virus is when they first got a hold of it and started being able to study it, they said it looked like AIDS and SARS had a baby.
Yeah.
And they've actually been calling it SARS 2.0.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's no joke.
Because it is so. Oh, and there's also recently they were saying that it is mutated again to where it's even more contagious.
I had heard that too. But now I've heard too that it's the symptoms are a little less. I think I heard that it's like, I don't know if it's lightening up, but it's easily more spreadable. I don't know.
That could be a possibility because this could be how the common cold actually came about. Because that's been, it's a COVID virus, the common cold is. Yeah. And that's been around for thousands of years.
Yeah,
and
no,
I don't know if anybody's ever had any kind of, recorded history of it, of when they first started getting it.
Yeah.
But, you know, the common cold is something that won't kill you.
Yeah, and that's what, Joe and I were talking earlier. I'm just like, you know, it's not a matter of when. At some point, everybody's going to get it, is my feeling on this, especially if it's, you know, mutating and easier to spread. Like, more people are just going to get it. And, you know, there's no rhyme or reason. There's just no rhyme or reason. You know, I've got this girlfriend, like I said, she was hospitalized in a medically induced coma for 9 days. I've got another friend who is on now day 90 of his recovery, and his doctors just let him know that he could go off of oxygen because he was also hospitalized. And just his lungs were super compromised. You know, I'm just like, wow. You know, I mean, even I can't even catch a full breath anymore. And my lungs hurt. I mean, they just hurt. And so I found like one thing that's helped me, and actually it was something my friend turned me on to. One of my friends that was in for, you know, in his 90 days now, had said, if you can stand to sleep on your stomach, you should sleep on your stomach at least every other night, because the lungs are on the backside of your body, you know, and since you're very sedentary, I mean, with this disease, virus, you don't want to do a whole lot of moving around. And so just laying on your back that long helps pull up that fluid in your system. And they're finding, you know, like people are getting blood clots and different things from that. They've got this thing called COVID toes that's like lesions that form on your feet. And they don't know if it's from that or if it's just from laying around so much that you're getting that. So, I mean, symptoms are all over the place, and nobody seems to know, you know.
Well,
but
they're learning. They're still learning. I mean, every day they're learning.
Yeah, and no, even my doctor today was like, you know, tell me what you're going through. What are your symptoms? How are you feeling? Because they're all still learning as well.
Yep. So, yeah, they're saying the latest that I heard, they're saying that we won't see a vaccine for this until probably spring next year. And that's the earliest.
And that's another thing. Like, how, you know, that's scary because, you know, hey, let's start giving everybody these untested vaccines. I mean, that's a little frightening.
Well,
they're trying to rush science,
saying,
and you can't rush science. So
spring,
that's why
they're saying the earliest the spring of next year.
Yeah, that's what the experts are saying.
But they're already starting some clinical trials on a vaccine right now. Yeah. Now you got to remember, this started over in Asia and Europe, and there's a German company that's already started work on a vaccine.
Yeah, and so, I want to say that I read something about that, but like a lot of the people that are involved in the testing on that are having some sort of other issues. I can't recall.
They had, there's Pfizer's one of them here in the States that's been doing it, and Analytica is the one over in Europe. They're the ones, they actually had to absolutely stop their clinical trials because they had subjects had a diverse reaction to it, to where it was some sort of issue with the spine.
Yeah, no, that is what I read, something like
and
that, yeah.
Pfizer had to slow down because they were having people having bad reactions as well to some of it, but you know, it's all trial and error, and we gotta
you can't rush science.
That's the whole thing. We gotta go with it as we can, because you know, you can't rush it.
Right.
But yeah, it's crazy.
No, it really is.
I try to listen and make sure I know about what's going on, because otherwise, you know, you fly blind and it'll get you in trouble.
Oh, yeah. No, I have found with the plethora of time that I've had on my hands lately, I've been doing a lot of research about COVID and symptoms and recovery. And that's the thing. There's so many people saying so many different things that a lot of things are contradicting. So it's hard. It's so hard to take anything to stock. I think, you know, we're just on uncharted territory right now.
That's just it. And
the last time we've seen anything this bad was in 1819. And that was the Spanish flu.
You got too many people contradicting themselves and all the misinformation out there.
No, 1918.
Somewhere along the line, something needs to get straightened out so that this can get fixed.
Sorry about that. It was the 1918 Spanish flu.
But yeah, so yeah, I mean, we just don't know. We just don't know, and I think you know, in the coming years, we're going to find out a lot more. But I think it's just one of those viruses that's, you know, it's going to affect people differently, and it's weird. I mean,
you know what it all is, right?
What?
It's Gaia getting pissed off to the fact that we keep taking and taking and taking and not giving back. So she created this virus and threw it at us.
We're like
parasites. We're like fleas on the back of a dog.
Oh, sure. And sure.
She's just trying to get rid of us a little bit, you know, get rid of a few of us to kind of weed it down some, so it's easier to maintain.
The calling of the herd.
No, don't go to the herd mentality. I mean,
Oh, right. No, right.
Oh, man. That is just, it's bad. Anyway, Joe. Anything else?
Yeah, it's about that time. Nope. I don't have anything lined up yet.
Oh, so, good grief.
And I haven't heard anything more about Halloween.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to say more about it, but I can't until I don't want to say more about it. Yeah, until we get something more in stone. But so this anyway. Keeps getting out of control. God knows that could get canceled too, and that would suck.
That's a possibility, but it would very well suck.
Oh, and then Thursday is the 8th, right? Thursday's the 8th? Now you're going to make me look.
I'm thinking, hang on a second, today's the 2nd.
Yeah, Thursday's the 8th.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
We'll have a special show Thursday to let people know whether or not we want or not.
Podcast-a-thon. Podcast thing.
Yeah, watch. It'd be Wisconsin Podcast Association's website. I don't think I have a banner for it. It's WisconsinPodcastAssociation.com. It'll be broadcast live there, the winners, on Thursday. So, and we'll find out.
Yeah, we'll
find out. We got a 50-50 chance, so. We're the only ones in any category that's got a 50-50 chance.
Well, the thing is, they had to actually make a category for us.
Yeah.
Because
I still think they made a broadcast of category, but.
Well, it shouldn't even be 50-50 then. They should just give it to you.
No. Oh, we'll see what happens. We'll see. But that's all the news I've got. So thank you, Aaron.
Yes,
hey, I hope you get better and feel better. And
yeah, yes. you know, maybe 6 months down the line we'll have another chat and I can fill you in a little bit more. I don't know.
And if you want, you can stick around and you can chat still after this is over. Because it's about then.
What's that?